On the Grindhouse Girls podcast, we discuss all things spoopy, scary, and strange. Some content may be disturbing or graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
House Girls podcast. It's that time of year again. We're celebrating our 4th anniversary. Yay! And of course we decided to do something a little different, a little special.
Yeah, this time around. Special. Yeah. And this year our editor and our Moody, or as you hear us say, Ryan all the time, because that's how we knew him first, is guiding us through our own little horror movie. We'll be playing the newly released board game Terrorscape, which Ryan actually backed on Kickstarter, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and we'll have him give us a little bit more of a detailed introduction. He knows this a lot better, so we were just introduced to it tonight. But according to Terrorscape's Kickstarter website, it is a one versus many hidden movement board game with classic horror movie vibes. So many of the characters and elements of the game are inspired by movies we have covered previously on the podcast.
Yeah, and so if you're listening to us, we'll be kind of talking you through how we play the game. But if you want to watch us play the game, check out our YouTube video, which we'll definitely have linked in the podcast notes. And we'll be able to watch us in 2D action. We'll be playing in 3D, but videos are 2D. So, yeah, it is what it is. So, without further ado, here's Ryan to tell us how to attempt to survive Terrorscape. Let's roll the dice.
This is Editing Katie. And if you are listening to our episode on our regular podcasting channels, then now is the time to click on the YouTube link below in the description box so you can watch us actually play this game. So if you don't want to be spoiled by who wins and who loses, or you just want to know how this game is played, I would highly recommend watching that. And if not, here is a little reaction / debriefing of Britt and I after we're playing this game. Coming up next. Hey everybody, it's Katie. Thanks for watching Terrorscape. Hopefully you watched it.
Yeah.
Let's play it on YouTube. We'll have the link in the description of this episode.
Yeah, and so...
And Britt's here too, sorry. I said, I'm Katie, and I didn't like Britt say she's
Britt. No, it's okay. So yeah, it's something a little bit different. We used to record YouTube videos way back when we started, and they got a little long, so we didn't...
Well, I went back to work, and therefore didn't have as many hours to edit, so that's why that's that.
Well, and that's what... So this is kind of like dipping our toes back in the water a little bit, but we had a good time. It's always a good time when Ryan can kind of be there, because Ryan edits, but he's not always able to be on episodes with us, so that was fun. Scott got to participate.
Scott even participated. Yeah. He's actually, I think, more familiar with those kinds of board games than we
like
are.
He took like a fish to the water. Like, he was just like natural.
He plays board, like, tabletop games.
Yeah.
So we're about to start playing Dungeons and Dragons with my brother.
Nice.
And family members. So I'm very excited. So this is, I wouldn't say this is like Dungeons and Dragons level commitment.
Yeah.
This is more of like, you can learn, I don't know, it took us like an hour to learn to play, I think.
Yeah. And it was an enjoyable run for once you kind of dipped your feet in the water, you're like, okay, I understand what's going on. But it's funny because our first run through was an hour, and this second run through that we recorded was like 25 minutes.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a long video. It was funny. I kind of wish we had recorded the first one because we won the first one.
Yeah.
The second one, Ryan won.
Yeah, at some point during the middle of the first one, I was like, maybe we should start recording this one. And I was like, oh,
and then
too
we were
late.
Like, oh, it's fine.
Too late. Yeah.
We'll have a good run the next time. And then we rolled a 2 and we got murdered. So it's fun. You've got multiple killers to choose from. And then you've got different survivors that all have their own different skills. I would say, like, it is kind of similar because it's asymmetrical horror. Mm-hmm. But it's like if you took Dead by Daylight, the game, and Battleship, because you can't see what the other person's doing. I think that would be, it's like a marriage of that. So if you enjoyed Battleship, and if you like Dead by Daylight, if you play Dead by Daylight, because that's also asymmetrical horror, and there's a lot of similar killers. Not the same, but similar killer types, then it's kind of like that. Although Dead by Daylight, they can see what you're doing if they find you. So, but this one's really fun. I would highly recommend it. It's on. They had a Kickstarter. It's called Terrorscape. So you can find it on their website.
And we'll link it too when we post this. We'll also link the site because Ryan sent it to us. So we'll link the site where you guys can buy it if you're interested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, and then this was our anniversary episode.
Yeah.
So usually we do like, what was your favorite like episodes of the last year?
Yeah, and I can't, like, think of all of them, but I will just say real quick off the top of my head, it was a joy to see more clay zombie stuff.
It was, yes, that was really fun to see more clay zombies.
Clay zombie Christmas. Yes. We love Jake. I always gotta give a shout out to Jake. So.
And our other, I think the guest episodes were my favorite last year, because we also ended up doing Old Boy with Dalton, and we got to see Old Boy in theater.
Yes.
And that was a very lengthy, but, like, fun discussion because that movie is so deep and so in depth.
Not deep or in depth, but Thanksgiving with Syndicate. That's the other one. Fun.
Yes, yeah, because so. I honestly, hey Armand, if you're there, I was like, I was terrified that we were gonna have a like one of us loved it and everyone else hated it, or vice versa, and like all of us pretty much agreed it was dog shit. But Brittany was the most positive.
I was mixed. I was like, I've seen better, a lot better, but I've seen worse. I've seen a lot worse.
I mean, there's definitely been worse, but there's definitely been much, much better.
I can't believe Evil Dead Rise was also last year.
Last year. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? It doesn't.
That was our anniversary episode last year. It was. We had Dalton and Armand and Jake on.
Yeah, that was really, really fun a lot of collaborators. Because usually we're just like, you know, us two at one. But having all three.
Although we're going to have some more collaborations coming up, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And this was like a special fun episode. This was like very different and very fun.
We wanted to start covering more aspects of horror. I think that was something we wanted to try to do moving forward. I know Katie has said before she wants to live stream some of her playing Dead by Daylight. So
yeah,
I think that's
another horror game.
Yeah, so
I got the Resident Evils, the newer ones on my Steam account.
It's the good stuff. It's the good stuff. So
there's also a new Fallout show coming out that I'm sure we'll talk about.
I would love to. Maybe, now this is putting a lot on the line, so I don't know when I'll get to it, but I thought reading hard novels and actually talking about books.
Fear Street.
Cool. Yeah.
Fear Street. I went and found three or four of my favorite Fear Street at the local used bookstore. And that was really exciting for me, personally. I love Fear Street. We also, I think, want to do the Fear Street movie saga.
Yeah, I think that would be really fun.
But that's just going to be... So if you guys want us to do that for the summer, let us know. Because I think that would be a fun summer series.
And we're always looking forward to, like, collaborations, too. So even if you guys are like, hey, actually, I play video games. You know, I would love to join Katie, you know, on one. Or, you know, hey,
if we get enough
book,
people, we can have our own custom game.
Yeah. Or, you know, I read Stephen King, and this is actually
horror
like a gym.
Horror book club.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing. We're looking to opening the community. We have the Grindhouse girls. We do have Grindhouse guys.
Yes. So and guys, gals, non-binary pals.
Non-binary pals, yeah. So everyone's an honorary Grindhouse girl.
Everybody is. Yeah, yes. So. And also, like, we still have the Discord, so if you want an invite to the Discord, I think we might just start putting the link on there, too. Mm-hmm. We'll start putting that up more often, because I do like using the Discord, but, like, I will say, I feel like we had a lot of people and then not as many people because I wasn't posting as much, so we're going to try to do more of that this year. And we've got some collabs, some really fun already released movies are getting re-released in theaters this year. There's a few opportunities for that.
Yeah.
And then more recent, we have a collab.
Oh, yeah. So actually next week we will be guest starring on the Syndicate podcast. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing Late Night of the Devil.
Yes.
Which we were able, me and Katie and some of our friends were able to see our local Sidewalk Film Cinema.
Yay.
But I think the week that it will be released will actually be the week it's coming to Shudder. Because it's April 21st, 2nd. I can't remember.
I think it was 19th. Even.
Is it 19th? Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We can pause for a second. Hold on. What is that? Oh, that's my paying my mortgage. Hold on, guys. Late Night with the Devil. Let's see. It is... Let's see. Maybe IMDb will tell us.
It's still holding strong at 97% on Rotten Tomatoes as of April 9th.
7.5 on IMDb, which I feel like people are much meaner about. Let's light Late Night with the Devil streaming. We're Googling. Please ignore the streaming date. July 8th?
I don't think that is. That's Disney Plus. I don't think
that's right.
April 19th. I see it right there under Forbes.
Yeah. Oh, it was April 19th. Okay. Yeah. Back to the video. So, it's streaming April 19th on Shudder. Shudder produced it. And it's almost like indie horror. It takes place in the 70s. It's presented like it is a television show, basically. Mm-hmm. Or like a documentary, almost.
Yeah, that's the one thing I found a little... We'll go into it more as we talk with Syndicate, but it's almost like it veers between found footage and happening in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun, honestly. There's like... And they do a good use of black and white and color to distinguish the two parts.
Yeah.
Which it was a much better use of black and white than, like, Maestro. That made no sense.
Yeah.
So I was happy. I was like, this is why you do black and white. This is what you do it for. So it's a fun movie. And, you know, we love being on Syndicate. And I think Syndicate's probably going to come on our pod.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
There'll probably be an episode where where we don't have an episode because we'll be using our recording time to record the Syndicate episode. But then you can go listen to the episode on Syndicate and support another movie podcast that we love and support the community.
Yay.
And I think that's probably all we really need to talk about.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us for
fourth year. Yeah, we started in 2020.
Yeah, so. Before the pandemic. Well, we released right after the pandemic, but we started recording right before the pandemic hit. We started recording right as the pandemic started, and we were like, oh, this will be great. We have 2 weeks off, and we can get so far ahead, and then ended up being much longer than that for me.
Yeah.
And Britt had to, like, keep going to work and try to not get COVID.
Which, I got really lucky because I did not.
So. I know, me neither.
Yeah, knock on
yeah, wood. It's really weird. I got tested several times in the last, like, 3 months, and they were like, nope, you're still taking it for COVID. I was like, what? Okay.
You're like, yay. All right,
thanks, but what the fuck is it? But thank you for listening to us. We love you guys. Thank you for being part of our community, and we hope you guys enjoy the YouTube video. Thank you, Ryan, or NR Moody, as he's professionally known, if you would like to follow his Instagram for his art.
The Mage Moody.
And thank you for introducing us to Terrorscape and coming on an episode, because it's going to be really fun. Hopefully, maybe we'll do some more horror board games, too. It may be fun. Might even get Taylor to come on, because Taylor likes Magic the Gathering, right?
Yeah, God, yes, Taylor likes Magic the Gathering.
He might like this game. There's cards involved.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, gosh.
It's a similar... Except my little brother really likes Magic, and, like, he loved Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but he also loves games like that, so...
I have heard my brother and my nephew cuss many a nights because he's beat them in Magic, and they get so mad. They don't get mad at each other, they just get mad that they lost.
Right, that they lost. Yeah, well, it's really the card's fault,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Just burn the cards. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Not if it's a blue eyes white dragon, right? It's the only one I really know about. That's Yu-Gi-Oh, but that's not Magic. Sorry. Yeah, I can't remember what the Magic cards are, but I know what they look like. But thank you for listening. We love you guys. Wash your hands. Take your allergy medicine. I know I'm about to because my voice sounds rough right now. Be careful out there and take care of one another and be kind. And we love you.
Yeah, I'm echoing kind of the same sentiments here. Thank you, each and every one of you. We love our community. We love people who recommend movies to us. We love people who comment, like, message us. Dalton, I know Dalton's a great friend about, like, messaging, like, hey, did you see this? Hey, did you
Dalton
see that?
Will figure out that something's coming up before we will.
Yeah.
Dalton will be like, hey, by the way, this is coming to theaters. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah, and I love that. So we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves and one another. And we just look forward, as always, to see you next time. Same time, same stupid channel.
Stay spoopy, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
The Grindhouse Girls podcast is a production by Katie Dale and Brittany Ray, and edited by Katie Dale. All music used is royalty-free.
and will be in our annotations. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, please contact us at grindhousegirlspod.com or visit our website at grindhousegirlspod.com. Thanks for listening.